The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast, where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. And today I'm going to do the reading from April 26th from the new daily Stoic reader that I bought, published by Ryan Holiday. And this is from Marcus Aurelius' Meditations, Book 6, Chapter 20. When your sparring partner scratches or headbutts you, you don't then make a show of it, or protest, or view him with suspicion or as plotting against you. And yet you keep an eye on him, not as an enemy or with suspicion, but with a healthy avoidance. You should act this way with all things in life. We should give a pass to many things with our fellow trainees, for, as I've said, it's possible to avoid without suspicion or hate. So this is an example of another technique of using impressions, which we talked about in yesterday's episode, where you're not denying reality, you're just reframing it in a different way. And so people will inevitably do things that upset you or annoy you or hurt you. And what this what Marcus Aurelius is suggesting that you do here is frame it in terms of practicing for sports. I mean, he says sparring, but you know, I think you could substitute any sport or any game where if someone injures you either deliberately or not deliberately in a game, so you don't take it personally, or hopefully you don't take it personally in the same way that you would if an enemy set out to harm you. But you also don't just let your guard down. You know, you take the proper precautions. So, and like he says, this is it's a way to give a pass to many things with our fellow trainees and to avoid, meaning to avoid getting hurt without suspicion or hate. So really good example of how to reframe something in a way that is compassionate and is not unrealistic in the sense of you're not sacrificing your practicality. You know, you're still taking precautions. So when I read this, the first thing I associated to was my favorite passage in Marcus Aurelius' Meditations. This is really what got me started in Book 2, Paragraph 1, where he says, "Begin the morning by saying to yourself, today I shall meet with the busybody, the ungrateful, the arrogant, the deceitful, the envious, and the unsocial. All these things happen to them by reason of their ignorance of what is good and bad. But I, who have seen the nature of the good, that it is right, and of the bad, that it is wrong, and that the nature of the man who does wrong is akin to my own, not of the same blood and seed, but sharing the same intelligence, that is, a portion of divinity, I can neither be harmed by any of them, for no man can involve me in any wrong, nor can I be angry with my kinsman, nor hate him. For we have come into the world to work together, like feet, like hands, like eyelids, like the rows of upper and lower teeth. To act against one another, then, is contrary to nature, and it is acting against one another to be vexed and to turn away." So here he's also dealing with what you do when you meet with people who are annoying or antisocial or arrogant in some ways. And he's saying that you should realize that you share a common nature with them and that you should work together. However, it's easier said than done, you know, it's easy to say that no one can involve you in wrong because no one can harm you because they can't involve you in wrong. That's a lofty philosophical idea. And maybe like if you can hold your composure together, then you can summon it up. But it's very hard to actually have that perspective. And therefore, it's going to be hard to work with people. Likewise, I was thinking of the Rambam in Hilchos Deos. This is Maimonides in the Laws of Character Traits, Chapter 7, Halacha 7, where he says, "Hanokim es chavero over belos ase, shenemar losikom." One who takes revenge against his fellow violates a negative prohibition, as it is stated, "Do not take revenge." Ve'alfa pisha in aloka, even though he does not get malchus, even though he doesn't get whiplashes in a court of law, dea ra'ahi ad ma'od, it is a very bad character trait. Ella, now this is the part I want to focus on, roi la'adam lihios ma'avir al kol divrei ha'olam. It is proper for a person to overlook all worldly matters. Shachol etzel ha'mavinim divrei hevel v'havai. Because from the perspective of those who understand, all of these worldly matters are matters of transience and absurdity, or fantasy, however you want to translate havai. Ve'enan kedai linkom aleihem. And they're not worth taking revenge over. So, like that Marcus Aurelius in Book 2, this Rambam is really talking about a very high ideal that, yeah, you shouldn't take revenge on anyone because worldly matters are transient and they're absurd, you know, and it's not worth taking revenge. So for a philosopher, that's very nice. And he even says for the Mavinim, for those who understand. But the question is like, what do you do if you are an average person, you know, like is the only option to either get upset and, you know, take revenge or to, you know, try to aspire to this lofty height of realizing that it's all absurdity. So I think that there is a category of techniques in the middle, which today's reading of Marcus Aurelius really underscores, which is that you can choose to frame things in a different way just to pull you out of the immediate emotion. So again, someone says something to insult you, you know, and instead of taking it personally, you view this person as a fellow trainee, someone who's training alongside you in the program in the sport of life in the good. And, you know, if you would be somewhat forgiving, you know, you'd be forgiving if someone accidentally like bumped into you when you were doing a sport or whatever and training for that. And so you should have a certain amount of compassion and understanding of this person. Again, does not mean you should lower your guard or let them trample all over you, but you shouldn't have this hatred or this this, you know, personal, like taking it personally. This is like I said, this is a category of using impressions, which Epictetus talked about yesterday, and I think it's a practical one. Mm-hmm. I guess it's a short episode for today. That's it for today's episode. If you've gained from what you've learned here today and would like to support my production of even more Torah content, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Link is in the description. Mm-hmm. Thank you to my listeners for listening, and thank you to my patrons for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.